Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Kedushin Daf Yud. We got up to the Gemara, which is nine lines from the top, at the two dots. Iboilu. So the Bnei HaYeshiva asked the following question. Now, we already know that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with either Kesev, giving her money, Shtar, handing over a document which contains those specific words, Hariyata, Mekodeshesli, or Bia, via physical interaction as a married couple. The Bnei HaYeshiva posed the following question, Iboilu, regarding Kedushin through Bia. When does it happen? Tchilas bia koina. Is it the initial phase of the initial contact between the man and the woman which makes the kinyan? I save bia koina, or do you need a complete physical interaction in order for that to make the kedushin happen? Nafkamina, what would be the difference between this or that? Meaning, what's the difference whether it's the initial or the completion? Nafkamina kigoin sheheraba. Okay, suppose he made initial contact, but right then and there, she accepted kiddushin from another fellow. Uparshta yada, right? She extended her hand. V'kibul kiddushin mi'achar and accepted kiddushin from another fellow. So, if the initial contact by that first person makes kiddushin, so it's done. She's already his wife. She's no longer available for that second kiddushin. It doesn't work. Or if we say Saiv Bia Koine, that Reuven, the first fellow, was not yet Koine de Isha at that initial point, then in fact the second Kedushin that happened right then and there is in fact valid. Inami, another difference would be the Koine Gadol. We know that a Koine Gadol can only marry a Besula who never had physical interaction with a man. So he's going ahead and trying to be Mekadosh and Isha using the Bia method. Can he? May he? Or may he not? Is he allowed to or not? Inami l'kayin gadol k'kani besula. Bibia, may. Is he allowed to or not? Now, if the kinyan happens right away with that initial stage, then it's okay for a kayin gadol to proceed with that type of kiddushin because she's still a besula at that point. But if we shall say that the kiddushin only occurs later on, when she's no longer a besula, because that status was already eliminated at the initial point of contact. So now the Kohen Gadol can't do that because he may not be Mekadosh, an Ish, who is a non-besula. And once he gets to the point where the Kedushin gets activated, the culmination of that physical interaction, she's no longer a besula. Okay, so that's the question. Bia is koina, is Mekadosh. At what phase? Initial or more advanced? Mai. Amar amei mamashmei derava, certainly it's the conclusion. Kala boyel, date al gmar gbia, when a person interacts with the Isha, the focus is on the gmar bia, on the completion, and that makes the kedushin not tchilas bia. Iboilu, here comes the next question on the same topic. We say that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Bia. What if he decides to use that experience for Nisuin? Two for the price of one. I want to be Mekadosh and marry. I want to accomplish both phases with one Masa. Typically, you have Kesef followed by Chuppah, right? First you engage and you marry. But perhaps Bia creates a stronger connection and has the ability to accomplish Nisuin right then and there. With one masa, two for the price of one. Kedushin and nesuin as one. Iboilu, bia nesuin oise. Can bia accomplish nesuin? Can a complete and conclude the process? Eirusin oise, or no. Just like, kesef and shtar. Can only make kedushin, can only engage the isha. Likewise, bia. Nafkamina, what would be the difference between this or that? Whether it can only make kedushin or nesuin, well, big nafkamina, liyarsha, a husband will only inherit his wife's assets, not his fiancée's assets. She has to be a nesua. Suppose he's a kohen, she passes away, she's married to him, then he could become tummy to her, to tend to her burial. If he's a married husband, then he can annul her vows. So Amris Nesuin, if this Bia can actually make Nesuin, well, yeah, Yersha, Umetamelo, Meferen Dareo. But the Amris Erusin Oisa, if you tell me that Bia can only do Erusin, which is phase one of that relationship, Eino Yersha, Eino Metamelo, Eino Meferen Dareo. So which way is it, my? Amra Bayim, I'll prove to you from my price, Toshma. We have a mission, actually. A mission exubis. Toshma ha'av zakai v'bitoi. So a father administers his underage daughter's affairs. Zakai v'bitoi, he can handle her kiddushin, right? B'kiddushah, b'kesef, b'shtar b'bia. Right? So he can be makabal the kesef. B'shtar means makabal, b'shtar b'bia. Administer that as well. B'zakai v'mtziyosa. A father gets his daughter's findings. She finds something in the street, goes to the father, Masiyodea, keeps her income. Well, first Nadarea, he can nullify her Nadarim. Umakabal is Gita. If it's time for divorce, he's Makabal or Get as well. But one thing he doesn't get, in contrast to a husband, a married husband, who gets Peres. Suppose she inherits something from her mother's side, right? She has property. If she's a married woman, her husband gets the produce, he gets the income from that property. But father doesn't have that ability. It's something specific given to the husband. He doesn't take the pears during her lifetime. But this is all because she's still under her father's domain, in her father's jurisdiction, because remember, she's just engaged, not yet married. But once she marries, she shifts over to her husband's domain, Niseis. Right? So at this point, Yosir Olav Abal, husband, has an advantage over the father. As we explained, Shoichel Peres Bechayel, he gets the Peres off her property. Katani Bia. So the price began, the Mishnah began with a daughter who got engaged through either Kesef or Shtar or Bia. And then the price continues to the next phase. She got married. Buktani Nisis. What does that tell you about Bia? Apparently, you can't make Nisuin, it only makes Erusin. Well, kiktani nisis. Yeah, the mission speaks about marriage, which follows engagement. Ashara. It's not referring to bia, which perhaps can actually make nisuin. It's going back on the other forms of acquisition, kesef and shtar, which are limited and can only make erusin. After which you need the next phase, which is nisuin. Amaravat ashma. I'm going to try to prove the point one way or the other from a different mishnah in Maseches Nida. Bas Shalishanam Yabechot. You have a bas who's 3 years and a day old, which makes her eligible for the Bia procedure. Miskadesh Bia. So in fact, Kedushin Bia applies to her. Yavam Kana. If she's in a state of a Yavama, so the brother can do Yivam to her. Ish. If she's a married woman, a stranger interacts with her, he's liable because she's a married woman. Umatames Bayala. And when she is in a state of being a nida, anybody interacts with her physically as a married couple, her tumah sort of transfers to him, to a certain extent. L'tamei mishkav tachten ke'elyin. So, you know, if a person just touches her, he becomes a rishain l'tumah, which is a much lower level type of tumah. But if he interacts with her physically as married, then her tumah sort of jumps over to him, extends over to him, and he becomes sort of his own source of tumah. L'tamei mishkav tachten ke'elyin. That suppose he's lying on 10 mattresses. The bottom mattress, which he isn't even directly touching, but it's serving him, it's supporting him, that becomes tumah. Ke'elyin means has a similar tumah like elyonei shel zav, something sitting over the azav. Something which the Zav, a person who had an admission, who was Tameh, is carrying something, that thing becomes Tameh, Rishen L'Tumah. So likewise, something beneath this fellow gets that Tumah as well. And the point is that it's a bit different than her Tumah. Her mattress becomes very Tameh, becomes an Avah Tumah, a source of Tumah. But this fellow's accessories get tummy, but not to the same extent. But again, this is all because this Isha is already 3 years and a day old, in which case the concept of Bia is applicable. V'minises l'kayin, suppose she marries a kayin, fully married, she had chuppah and everything, echeles b'truma, she can share his truma. And Rashi explains, but if she's underage, below 3, then the chuppah does not accomplish that because she's not Bia enabled. If a relative interacts with her at this point, mumsin al yada, speaking of a regular bas, not married, but this is a relative, so that's an avera, so they are liable to misa because of this interaction with her. V'iptura, but she's exempt because she's underage. Suppose a fellow who's labeled as a pasul, for instance, a mamzer, a guy, etc., interacts with her, pasul menakuna, makes her ineligible for marrying a kohen. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. What do we want to take out of this Mishnah? The Mishnah begins, Ketani discusses Bia. Right? That she can become Bekudosh, somebody can engage her with Bia. And then the Mishnah proceeds to the next step, Beketani Nisus. Then she married. She marries a kohen, she can have his truma. What does that tell you about the capacity of Bia? Apparently he cannot create Nisuin. He needs Nisuin that follows Bia. No, Achik Amar, the Braisa meant. The Mishnah meant, Ihani Nisuin the koininu, Echalitz v'truma. Perhaps Bia can make Nisuin. And if it so happens to be that the Kayan did it with her and had that in mind for Nisuin, she's fully married. She can have his truma. So there really isn't, we don't have really clarity on this question. The Mishnah could be learned both ways. Toshma, here comes another raya to clarify our suffix regarding the power of Bia. Is it limited to making Erusin, Kiddushin, or can it even be used? Can it even be employed for Nisuin? Toshma. Listen to this, Bryce. Ukvar Shalach. It so happens that there was a message sent between Yechanan ben Bagbag, to whom? Eitzel Rabbi Yudah ben Meseiro, he sent it to where he lived, Linetzivin. Shemati Alecha, I hear about you, Shato Eimer, you have an interesting position, says Yechanan ben Bagbag to Rabbi Yudah ben Meseiro. You claim that Arusa bas Yisroel echeles b'truma? That min haTorah. Even a woman from a Yisroel family, who's merely engaged to a kohen, she can already share his truma? That's a chiddush. Before marriage? Shalach lo, so he responded, you don't agree? Va'ata i'ato emer kain? You don't agree with me? How could that be? Muchzakani b'cha, my impression of you is that you're really, you're an expert in Torah. Shata baki, you're well-versed, b'chadri Torah, in all realms of Torah, livrish b'chad v'chomer. And I was sure that you were familiar with the Kal V'chomer, right? Meaning, just as I came up with the Kal V'chomer, you should have came up with the Kal V'chomer too, to prove the same point, to come to the same conclusion. Yata Yedea. Why don't you, follow this Kal V'chomer, which will lead you to the same conclusion as I did? Umash Shivcha Knanis. Look, a non-Jewish maidservant, right? The only way to acquire her is through payment. Shame be asa machilasa b'truma. Suppose a kohen bought this shivcha. Theoretically, a bia interaction with her, physical interaction as married, does not do anything. You can't acquire a shivcha in that manner. And even if it did it for the sake of kiddushin, that certainly doesn't work. Rashi explains, you can't make kiddushin on a shivcha on a goy. So bia is out. Right. So if the kohen tries to acquire her in that manner and feed her a truma, nothing doing. But still, kaspa machilasa betruma. If he acquires her with kesef, it works. And he can feed her a truma. So bia doesn't, but kesef does. Certainly, an ordinary isha, to an ordinary man, a Yisraelis to a kohen. Zu, shabiyasa machilasa betruma. If the kohen interacts with her through bia, she's considered a married woman. There you go. That's pretty clear. that, yeah, bia on its own can make nisuin. Okay, let's just proceed, and we'll get back to it in a minute. Zusha bi'asa machalos betruma, an ordinary isha, where her bia can accomplish achila betruma, can make her totally his. To deem her a married woman regarding sharing his truma, ain't it? Doesn't it lend to reason? Wouldn't you conclude that shakaspa machalosa betruma, certainly? Giving her a coin, giving her a ring, would do the same thing. Again, by shivcha, bia doesn't work, kesef does. By an ordinary isha, bia works, certainly kesef works. So, minat Torah, a kohen is mekadesh an isha, he can feed her truma. Aval ma'asa, you know what? I'll be honest with you. This is only minat Torah. I agree. I put my hands up. The chachamim certainly blocked it. They don't allow it for their own concerns. Sharei amru chachamim tell us, ein arusa bas Yisrael oicheles betruma, that a Bas Yisrael, who's merely engaged to a kohen, cannot share his truma, asher tekanes lechupa, until she actually has chupa and he's fully married with her. And the reason is because, we're going to see later, perhaps, you know, he'll have second thoughts. If he's merely engaged to her, you know, perhaps he'll break it up, and it turns out that she had her truma when she wasn't really engaged to a kohen, because he's going to break it up. And okay, so we'll see that in a minute. But minat Torah, of course she's eligible. She's qualified for his truma. End of discussion. Let's delve into this back and forth. Hey, Chidami. Now, we're sort of learning the ability of Kesef to give her truma from the fact that Bia can do the same. Ibu Bia Shalidei Chupa. Now, why are we so sure that Bia can feed the, can be the catalyst to feed the Bas Yisrael, her husband, the Kayin's truma? Why would you think so? Why is it so clear to you? Ibu Bia Shalidei Chupa. The Kesef Shalidei Chupa. Are we comparing apples with apples? We're saying, look, just like Bia accompanied by Chupa, Rashi learns the chuppah came first and then the bia. Other Rishonim learn differently. Bottom line is, there was two things there. There was bia and chuppah. And now she can have truma. The kesef shadei chuppah. And likewise, if there was kesef and chuppah, now she's a fully married woman. You're suggesting that we should learn from bia, that just like there, she can have his truma here as well. Well, tarvai mechel ochel, there's no need to learn from the other. She's a married woman. In either case, it's universally accepted that she can have a truma. She's a fully married woman. Why are we questioning it? Why are we sort of backing off? Well, the chachamim don't allow it. Fully married woman to a kohen, of course she can have a truma. So that can't be the scenario. That can't be the topic of discussion. A married woman, of course she's in. Velo b'bia shaladei chup. Oh. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda Becerra was presenting such an equation as follows. Starting point was Bia Shaidei Chupa. Right? There was Chupa with Bia, she's fully married, in which case she can have his Truma. And from there, he wanted to learn, based on that, he wanted to conclude regarding the Kesef, Shaloya De Chupa, that even Kesef without Chupa can work. That's not a fair equation. That's two and that's one. Hachat Tarti. You're comparing Chuppah with Bia, which makes her a married woman, Vachachada to the other woman holding at Kesef. It's two against one. That's not a fair equation. Why would you assume that Kesef could do the same as Chuppah and Bia? Ela la v'bia shelo yadei Chuppah. V'kesef shelo yadei Chuppah. Apparently it's one against one. We're saying just like Bia without Chuppah can make Truma, Kesef without Chuppah can also make Truma. So the question is, how do you know that Bia can bring about Truma? That's the catch. So apparently, we're working with the assumption that Chuppah has the ability to conclude the whole process. Bia on its own creates that connection, makes her an Asur. So it's good, all good and well if we'll assume that Chuppah can, that Bia can make Nesu'ah. And therefore it was clear to him that in fact Bia can bring her to Truma and Kesef, we're not so sure, and that had to be learned from Bia. It's all based on the notion that Bia is a given, that Bia can make Nisuin. Eli Amr's Kedushin Oisa. But if all Bia can do is Kedushin, which is phase one of that process, then why is it so clear to him? Why was he sure that Bia can do more than Kesef? Who says? Why is it that by Bia it's clear to him that it can bring her to Truma, whereas by Kesef he wasn't sure? So doesn't that prove our point that Bia in fact can make Nisuin? Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, Lo'elam Emelach Bia Shalidei Chupa V'Kesef Shalidei Chupa. The equation, the formula presented was as follows. Starting point was like this. Bia in conjunction with Chupa can bring her to Truma, and that will serve as the basis to go ahead and teach us that Kesef on its own, without Chupa, can likewise bring to Truma. Well, how is that a fair equation? How is that a fair matchup? Uduka Amris, regarding your question, Hacha Tarti V'Chachad, here it's two, here it's one. How can you match them up? But Kavachayim can still work, despite the fact that it's a bit lopsided. And this is what he responded. You know, by a Shevcha, Bia is inapplicable, right? Not relevant. Even if it's in conjunction with Chupa. You do Bia, then Chupa, whatever. It doesn't work. It's not a Kenyan which is applicable to a Shevcha Kananis. It can't bring her to eat her master's Truma, right? Still, money does the trick, right? If a purchaser purchases her using money, it works. Kaspa machilosa. It brings her into his domain, and she can share his truma. But like chupa, even though there's no chupa, right? So two things, bia and chupa together doesn't do the trick. Kesef on its own does the trick. Certainly, of course, an ordinary wife to her husband, the kayin, zu shabiyasa machilosa betruma ide chupa. If it was bia with chupa, in which case she's fully married, she can have his truma. And then, of course, that money alone can do the trick and bring her into his domain to a certain extent that she can have his truma. So based on this Kal V'Chaymer, taking into consideration all the various elements needed, right? It's two against, it doesn't matter, but the fact is we have a proper Kal V'Chaymer based on the circumstance by the Shevcha, which leads us to this conclusion that B'Mekadesh and Isha via Kesef alone can accomplish achila betruma. Aval ma'esa, that's not terrible. But what should I do? The chacham don't allow it. They have their concerns. Shari amu chachamim, ein arusa bas yisro lachelas betruma. Right? An engaged woman does not have her husband's truma. Ad shetechonis lechupa, until chupa, and she's fully married. Why? Mishim de'ula. Because of ula's concern, we'll see that a bit later, which is that concerned that perhaps she'll share the truma food that she gets back at home from her husband, and she's still at her parents, right? So she might share it with her family, with her siblings, so we're concerned, and they can't eat truma, so we're concerned about that. We don't allow her to have a truma until she's married. But bottom line is, nobody's suggesting that that Bia can necessarily accomplish Nisuin. We're not saying that. Initially, we figured that's where he was coming from, that it's a given that Bia can deem her a fully married woman, and that must be based on the notion that Bia can make Nisuin, but now we come out a bit differently, that his starting point was Bia with Chuppah. And, you know, that was the basis for his Kabbalah Chaymer, to generate this conclusion that Kesef can, in fact, make a Kiddushin which will allow her to have Truma, but we're not speaking about Bia independent of anything else, and therefore we have no right to our discussion regarding the power of Bia. Is it going to be a Kedushin or Nisuin? It's not really relevant to this Braisa. But we do have a Machlekes between Ben Bagbag, who seemed to hold that an Arusa Bas Yisrael will not have Truma from a Kohen, whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira contended differently. He held that Minat Truma, the Rabbah or not, but Minat Teira, even an Isha who is merely Mekudeshes to a Kohen can have his Truma. And the question is, what's the Machlekes about? hasn't he proved this point properly? Rabbi Dibur Mitzera said he had a kavach chomer based on shchivah knanis. Shchivah knanis kesef can work, can allow it to have the kain's truma, whereas by an ordinary isha it shouldn't. Of course it should. Uben Bagbag, he responds by saying no. There's a distinction between the two. You can't compare. A shivcha knanis, where the kinyan kesef enables her to have her master truma as opposed to an ordinary isha's kinyan kesef, which will not. You know why? You see, by shivcha knanis, that's all there is. You buy her and it's over. She's yours. She's a maidservant. Kinyan kesef does the trick. Gabe shivcha knanis, lo yishir b'kinyana. When you do kinyan kesef, it's over. She's totally his. There's nothing left to do. So of course, she's right in there and she has this truma. Hacha, as opposed to kinyan kesef by an ordinary wife, that's only phase one. Doesn't really conclude the process until she's fully married. Hacha shir, he left something over with kinyana regarding the process of acquiring her, her acquisition. So basically, you can't compare. It's apples to oranges. Sure, in both cases it's kesef, but it's a totally different context. You can't compare. And therefore, I hold that Bimekadesh and Isha with Kesef does not enable her to achilas truma from her husband, the kohen. Even Matira, it doesn't allow it. So according to this approach, there's machlekes between these two shittos, Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Dibur Mitzera, whether an Arusa Bas Yisrael can have her husband's truma. But the Rabbanim, certainly she can't, but Matira, that's the question. Ravina Amar, Midai Raisa, Mishab Shtele Da'achla. No! We're not even talking about necessarily an Isha Nesua, meaning everybody agrees that Min HaTorah, even an Arusa, an engaged woman, can have his Truma. Whether it's Bia, whether it's Kesef, whether it's Shtar. Mivshar Pshita Leidachla. Umidera Baranhu Deshalachle. The whole back and forth was only in the context of the way the Rabbanon dealt with it. And, you know, when he sent for him, when he sent him that question, it was as follows. I agree that min ha-Torah, whether it's a kesef, whether it's dar, whether it's bia, she's mukadeshes, to a kohen, she can have his truma. But you're taking it a step further. You're even allowing her, in actuality, to have the truma. You're not concerned about the rabbinic concerns that I'm concerned about. V'achi shalach lei, and his message to him was as follows. Shemati alech, I heard about you. Sha'ato imer. Arusa bas Yisrael lecheles v'truma? You're allowing Isha Mekudeshes to have her husband, the kohen's truma? V'lo yichayshes le'simpon? Simpon means something which can nullify the transaction. In this case, it means you engage in Isha, but you might discover a mum, a blemish, something, you know, severely deficient, which will present basis for nullifying that relationship. To be mevatel, the kiddushin. To nullify it retroactively. Oh, I didn't expect this. Boom. And all the truma that she ate, with the understanding, with the assumption that she was married to a kohen, was for naught. Was a mistake. Was inappropriate. That's a real concern that it might happen. So until she's married, in which case he's totally checked her out, she's totally confirmed, in which case, until then, don't give her truma. So that was whose question? Ben Bagbag to Rabbi Dibur Mitzera. How can you allow her truma at this early stage? Shalach Lehi, he responded to him, no. Va'ati atay merkein. Well, you don't agree with this. B'chsakani b'cho. Right? Shatay boki b'chadri teira. Lidj b'chav v'chaymer. You know, I'm confident in your abilities to present a kal v'chaymer, to delve into the intricacies of this halacha, and surely you should be concluding just like I did, that based on this kal v'chaymer, she's enabled to truma at this early stage. Iyata yedea. What about the following kal v'chaymer? Uma shivcha knamis. When you acquire a maidservant, right? She'ein bi asa machalosa b'truma. Bia with her does nothing, right? Kaspa machalosa b'truma. But buying her, purchasing her with kesef, gives her that truma. Olo yichashin l'simpon, not concerned about this simpon concern that he might nullify the process. She's his, that's it. certainly an ordinary wife, zu should be asmach losa betruma. Everybody agrees that once you get to the point of bia, meaning once he actually marries her, nesuin, he's fully checked her out. There's no concern that he's going to go back on that kinyan. And therefore she can have her truma. In adin, of course, shekaspa machlosa betruma, that through kiddusha kesef, we accomplish the same. She can have the truma of nechash l'simpun. We're not concerned about simpun. So, basically, he's disregarding the simpun concern based on this kal v'chaymer. So, everybody agrees that menat Torah, an arusa can have truma. The question was just regarding achashash d'rabbanan. Then Bagbag was concerned about simpun, something which Rabbi Dibram Seir was not concerned with. Aval ma esa, but even I agree that she shouldn't, in actuality, she can't have truma for a different reason. Sharei amr chachamim, arusa bas yisrael, eino echeles with truma, ashe techonis techupa, until chupa, and she's with him at home. Mishum de ula, because of a totally different reason. Like we said before, ula was the point of sharing the food with her siblings. I'm not concerned about, him discovering some sort of mum, which will lead to nullifying the engagement, but I am concerned about her sharing with her relatives. So that's the essence of the machlokes. Menatera, she can have truma. Any engaged isha can have truma. Midrabana, she cannot. The question just is why? Why not? Ben Bagbag was because of simpoin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maserah because of ula. And he disregards simpoin based on the kal v'chomer. We see that it's not a concern by shivcha. It's no concern here either. Uben Bagbag, but Bagbag responds to that kal v'chomer. You can't prove anything from shivcha or from Eved. Simpoin is not a factor by Avadim. You know why? Simpoin by Avadim less. It's no concern about simpoin. What could he discover which will make him go back on the deal? And therefore, the fact that we're not concerned is not a raya to an isha where he's very particular and concerned. Look, simpoin by Avadim less. Ibu Misha Begali, is it something that's in the open? Mumin shebegalihu, an external wound, an external blemish. Okay, chazile. Well, the owner sees it, and if he's not concerned, then he's not concerned. Mumin shebeseisu, is it something which is concealed, some sort of blemish which he doesn't see? What does he care? It's just a maidservant, just a slave. My nafka liminay lumalacha keboyle. He's just meant to work for him. Who cares how perfect his goof is? Laich basle, he doesn't really care. Nimtza ganav, oikuv yustas. Suppose he discovers that he's a thief, or a kidnapper. Higiyoy, too bad, it's yours. Rashi says, stam evid ganav, what else do you expect from an evid? My amra, so what other concern, theoretically, can there be? What's unpleasant surprises can there be waiting for him that perhaps will cause him to be mevatel the sale? List of Mizuyan. Turns out that he's an armed robber. Onichtav l'malchus, or he was condemned to death by the authorities. Hanu kalius lu. Well, everybody knows this is famous news. Everybody knows about this and the fact that he still chose to purchase this eved in the case that he doesn't really care much. So bottom line is, there's no concern of simpoin by the avodim, by the shvachas. Never been Bagbag disagrees with the whole notion, the whole basis for Rabbi Dibram Seir's kal v'chomer. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, everybody will not allow an arusa to have truma. The question is, why? Is it because there's a concern that her engagement might break up, or because she might share with her relatives? Now, if she's not having truma, in any case, what's the difference if it's this reason or that reason? Can you give me a case where one reason applies and not the other? So actually, we have three cases. That will be the nafkimina. Michti, let's take a close look. Bein lamar, bein lamar, whether this shita or that shita, lo yachlo. Anisha does not eat truma until she's married. My benau, so what's the difference? Is it whether it's because of a concern of sharing or concern of breaking up her engagement? The difference would be kibal. Suppose the chasn says, you know what, I'm a kabal. I find a mum, I'll be okay with it. So the simpun concern doesn't apply, but ula's concern that she might share with her siblings still applies. Or another example is masar. The father handed her over to the shluchim of the baal to take her to the husband. Right, on the way to getting married. So at that point, there are no siblings around to share with, but there is a concern of simpoin. Bahalach, or another example, let's say the father actually went along with the shluchim of the husband, and they're en route, to their marriage. So once again, the simpon concern still applies because he might discover something which he's unhappy with, but Ulo's concern of sharing with relatives doesn't apply. Okay, bottom line is we had two questions today. One is the condition of beer. At what point does it take effect, the tchila or the saif? Conclusion was that it was the saif. Can beer create nesuin as well? We actually weren't sure. We didn't really conclude on that. We tried a couple of times to have rayas, which didn't really work out. And we actually veered into a whole discussion regarding an arusa eating truma. And we had two versions in this brisa, whether it's a machlekes, whether it's fully agreed upon that an arusa minatora has truma, and the rabbana does not have truma. Two possible concerns, two possible reasons, and we have three cases which will be off community between one reason and the other. Hatzlacha rabbi to you, and all the best. I'm Surah Stavis.